Hello, all, and welcome to the RSERC monthly teleconference held on Tuesday, the 21st of July, 2020, at 1900 UTC. Dwayne, would you like me to start the roll call?
Yes, please, let's take a roll call.
From ICANN board, Kaveh Ranjbar, I notice absent. We have recorded apologies from Kim Davies. From the SSEC, Jeff Houston.
Desperately searching for the mute button. Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
From the RSAC, Brad Vaird.
Yes, present.
From the ASO, Carlos Martinez, I know it is not on the call yet. From the IETF, Jim Reed.
Yes, I'm here.
From the Registry Stakeholder Group, Howard Eland.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
From the CCNSO, Peter Koch, I know it is not on the call yet. And from VeriSign as the root zone maintainer, Dwayne Wessels.
Yes, this is Dwayne.
And then from support staff, we have myself, Daniel Rutherford, and Steve Shang. Dwayne, back over to you.
Okay, thanks. So thanks everyone for being here today. We have probably a pretty short agenda. We'll do the minutes. We'll talk about the two things, the two working items we've been talking about recently. Jim has asked for some AOB time, which I'm confident that we'll have, and then we'll close. So Danielle shared the minutes from our June 16th meeting. If anyone has comments or concerns about the June meeting, please let us know. Otherwise, we'll approve those and have them posted on the RSERC website. Any comments about the minutes?
There's a typo.
Oh, where do you see the typo?
Yeah, on page two, the last decision, recommendations regarding signing the route Cerners.net zone.
Ah, sorry. Okay, thanks, Jim. I wonder if that's a real word that the dictionary, passed the dictionary test there.
I was going to write back the domain name just for fun and see what would happen.
Thanks for catching that, Jim. So if there's no other changes to the minutes, then we'll take those as approved and Danielle will post them on the website. Okay, moving on to the work items. So let's talk about these two documents that we've been talking about before. One of them is adding protections to root zone content. This is the zone MD draft. I will share my screen in a second here. So hopefully you see this. This is a approximately a two-page document in Google Docs that. I asked Danielle to put there so that we could have some group editing. There hasn't really been much commenting or suggesting on this document. There's a couple of little nitpicky things for myself on RFC 7706, which is now updated to 8806. And then Steve has a suggestion here about sort of the last paragraph. I know maybe not everyone had a chance to visit the Google Doc or I know in our previous call, I think Peter said he didn't, wasn't able to use Google Docs, but I wanted to give everyone a chance to, you know, make some comments here or discuss this here on today's call. If there are no new proposed comments or changes, then the next step, I think, for this document would be to format it in a manner like a formal RSERC numbered document and then proceed in that direction.
One small net, Dwayne.
Yes.
On point two of your list, you're saying the IETF will consider the zone ND draft document. I think that really should be the appropriate IETF working groups.
Okay.
So that was me that made that slight wording change, Jim. I think instructing the IETF to carefully consider a document is kind of presumptive. And I was making the point that, you know, there's IETF procedures and they'll just follow them to consider this draft. And whether it's the IETF and their procedures or the working group and the IESG, don't forget, who take it through. I actually think just simply saying the IETF will basically use their established procedures covers all of that. But if you think the working group should be mentioned, then yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, I don't really mind. I think it's, as you say, Jeff, it's a bit presumptuous of us to say the IETF will or will not do something, because I think, as we all know, the IETF's not exactly receptive to those kind of overtures.
Yeah.
So I think we need to finesse that language a little bit. You know.
Would it be better to say we expect the IETF to consider?
I think I would expect the IETF to progress the document.
Okay.
We expect the IETF to progress the document. I'm sorry to be really fussy about this, but I'm spending too much time in ITU just now, and there's all sorts of stuff going there about what the IETF will or will not do on behalf of the ITU. So I'm a little bit sensitive to this right now.
Are you able to enter a comment or edit the text, Jim?
Not directly. I don't have the Google Docs thing in front of me.
Okay.
But I think if we just say we expect the IETF to progress the Zone ND draft document.
All right, I'm not sure who Anonymous Unicorn is, but thank you for doing the typing there. It's not me.
I am Anonymous Unicorn.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. All right, this is good feedback. Anything else? See, I'm not looking at the hands, so let me figure out where that went. Anything else to bring up in this section or elsewhere?
Do you want to have one thing to add?
Yes, Steve.
So, you know, we have four recommendations, right? And it seems after this, there's one kind of one step missing for it to actually get implemented. And that is, if as a result of these four steps above, there was no issues found, and there may be a recommendation for PTI and RZM to develop a plan for deploying Zone MD in the root zone. So that concludes, as the last recommendation concludes, you know, as a concrete step for the actual implementation. So let me quickly put the suggestions let's see what people think. Yeah, so that's what I propose to add as a last step.
Okay, thanks, Steve. I think that's helpful. So you have 1 through 3 here, intentionally omitting number 4, because that would not necessarily be a blocker for the final step. Is that right?
I think it's fine like that as is, Dwayne, because let's face it, yeah. You know, PTI and its own maintainer can develop a plan, but if there's no deployed software for it, that plan isn't going to go anywhere.
Can you say more about that, Jim? Do you mean number 4 maybe is not clear enough. So when I wrote that, I was thinking in particular of software that consumes zone files, right? So like a recipient of, yeah, of a zone file.
How about if we just change Steve text for five to says results of the studies and consultations in the above recommendations. And we don't bother numbering them.
Okay.
I must admit, I think it's kind of presumptive to wait for development, implementation, and deployment before you go and do the thing they're developing and implementing and deploying. You know, it's sort of, you can't wait for something that's a consequence of your actions.
Yeah, but...
And that's why I can live with above recommendations, but quite frankly, formally, you can't include four in that because four is consequential, not conditional.
Yeah, but hang on a sec, Jeff. I mean, recommendation is five is saying develop a plan. You can develop the plan at any particular point anybody wants, but the plan's not going to go into effect until all of the above four conditions have been met.
Well, but hang on, the fourth condition can't be met until it's out there beyond a plan. I mean, the time when the DNS folk started cutting code well before, you know, we understood what we were doing, I think it's over. I think these days most of the DNS vendors are way more conservative. And that's why I'm sort of more in sympathy with either enumerating 1 through 3 or at least making it vague about consultations in the above recommendations. But beyond that, I think it's a little bit sort of difficult to accept such a recommendation.
Yeah, we could actually just do away with the whole condition here and just start at RZ recommends. So take 0.5, delete from F all the way to recommendations, say RZ recommends PTI and RZM, develop a plan for deploying drone MD in the root zone. We're not saying about when that plan would be put into effect.
That makes more sense to me, because certainly it would be good if they, you know, RZM and PTI do develop a plan.
And they could start developing that plan right now.
Based on the draft, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, that works for me too.
Okay.
And that's specifically why I put in a little blurb about no substantive changes. Obviously, if someone blows up the draft for whatever reason, then none of this is true, right? So, or at least have to be reevaluated and reconsidered. So I think it's okay.
Just another point for RCEP. If and when that plan is developed, should that come back to RCEP for consideration?
I don't know, Steve, what did you have in mind when you were thinking of this fifth recommendation for the plan?
Well, you know, I was thinking we did, you know, we asked the root zone maintainer and the server operator to confirm that. We do, you know, obviously the Zoom MD draft is finalized, the community is made aware, and then, you know, the name server are encouraged to implement. But it seems to me there's a step missing, like someone needs to hold the token to carry this to finish line. So that was the reason I thought to add that. Let me think.
I think there are several people, there are several organizations that are holding different parts of that token, Steve.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
What I would suggest is that we recommend that the plan is put together by PTI and RZM. And then that plan comes back to RZERC for consideration, because after all, RZERC is supposed to be having that kind of notional sanity check over significant changes to the route.
Yeah. Okay.
So given the sentence that I highlighted here as the anonymous jackalope, before the enumerated bullet, Zerion says, subject to the following recommendations, if we change 5 even further, not even say ARZERC recommends, just say one of the recommendations is that PTI and RZM develop a plan for deploying ZoneMD in the root zone. And reviewed by ARZERC or what have you, we can debate that point, but so you could add that at the end should you so desire.
Yeah. And make that plan available to ARZERC for review.
Yeah.
So just remove this. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Make that plan, develop a plan for deploying ARZERC in the root zone and make that plan available for review by ARZERC.
Because we're saying these are the recommendations. We don't have to reiterate recommendations.
Yeah, exactly how it's,
Yeah, I think that takes away that dependency that Jeff was mentioning.
Okay, that's good, thanks. I think this is a good list. We've sort of focused on the section, the recommendations. I just want to make sure that people have a chance to comment on the text that's earlier, although, that hasn't changed since the last time we've looked at it. So
just one minor note in point 5, PTI and RZM develop and delete the bug too.
Okay, any more changes to propose here? And I assume that we're all sort of in agreement that this will be published as a numbered ARZERC document in the style of other numbered documents from other groups. Do we have any numbered documents already, Steve? Or I don't think we do, right? ARZERC doesn't have any numbered.
I mean, this is the first substantive one. We have a numbered document providing feedback on the KSK role.
Oh, that one got numbered? Okay.
Right. Yeah. But this is a substantive one.
Okay. All right. So if there's no more discussion about this, then as I said, the next step will, maybe reformat this a little bit and put in some of the boilerplate for the numbered documents and then take it back to the group for another review.
Yeah, perhaps format it and do a 48-hour review, like the last call.
Yeah, and if anyone if any committee members would like to, be a part of that process of editing the document into its next state, please let me know, and we can have a group meeting. Otherwise, I figure it would just be myself as chair and a member of the staff working on it.
Go for it, Dwayne.
All right. So moving on to the agenda then, the other thing that we can talk about today is the signing of rootsreverse.net. And as I said in my email message, we get sort of lukewarm support for this, I think, within ARZERC. So I would like us to decide whether or not this should turn into some sort of formal communication from ARZERC, perhaps a letter from one group chair to another group chair, or we just drop it and let the representatives bring it up directly with the respective groups. Certainly, I think the latter is less work for us if we just sort of drop it within our ZERC. But I'm still open to, you know, making it more formal, a formal ask or a semi-formal ask from our ZERC to SSAC and RSAC, for example. Thoughts?
Well, for what it's worth to me, and I think we should take the path of least resistance here.
Okay.
I'm not to hear our ZERC initiating work. I think we should be more passive and responsive to requests from others for advice. I think that should be the general model.
I have a different view there. I actually think this is a useful study insofar as it's a long-standing question and no one's quite sure what the right answer is. And I was thinking about who could do this work, and unfortunately SSAC is not DNSSEC heavy. Oddly enough, the one group which is DNSSEC heavy and actually available to ask is ICANN's Office of the CTO. That group is a small and DNSSEC heavy group in terms of expertise. Particularly, I think Roy Ahrens was there from the start in DNSSEC design. And I would have thought that it is within our sort of sphere of influence to be able to pass this document, and whether it's a recommendation for further research or discussion or a simpler ask of Okto, to actually say, Okto, could you study and report? And it's quite fine that report would be public, given that this is a public question of many years standing, whether it's worth the effort. And those are fine questions, and Okto is certainly resourced to either answer the questions on their own or even spin up advisory groups from the community under their aegis, much as the same as the KSK design team, if they wish to include others in their investigation. So I would actually sort of put on the table that perhaps this could be passed through whatever ICANN procedures are necessary, passed to Okto to understand if Okto is interested in supporting our ZERC in this way.
It's an idea, Jeff. I mean, I would have thought the RSAC caucus might have been a better place to work in this, possibly.
Well, it's just that this is really detailed DNSSEC questions.
Yeah. Maybe another approach would be to poll these various other bits of the ICANN machinery and say, who do you think should be working on this? Who's got the resources and capacity to do it?
Well, see, that was where I started, Jim, and immediately I thought, you know, there are a group in Okto who work for ICANN who actually have respect, understanding and capability to answer these questions and indeed have processes that could well involve the interested community. Because I think to some sense, it's actually more than RSAC. You know, part of the issue about signing this is actually the workload you're imposing on validators. And so it's not really a simple production problem, but it's actually more of a consumption problem. Are you making life worse for users or not if you did this? And that's why I would, you know, humbly suggest that Okto is actually, I think, perhaps the best candidate here to do this review and research and reporting.
Well, I'm not so sure. I think you know, I think it might be a good idea to punt this to Okto and say, you figure it out. Whether Okto can actually do the work themselves, or more likely they might want to try and assemble some kind of design team or task force or whatever to do the work, or maybe engage some contractors, I don't know. I'm not so sure if the Okto group would be all that keen to take this on themselves, given all the other stuff that's going on right now.
So I have two comments on that. One is, if we do a true punt to them and they decide that you know, Okta decides this doesn't work for us, it belongs in group X, let them feel free to go ahead and punt it wherever they like. So I don't have a problem with that. I do have a purely selfish reason for liking the punt to Okta as well, and that is there are ramifications for TLD operators and such down the line that are forced to sign, you know, in the TLD counterparts, the zones in the for the NSSET. So because ICANN has mandated it that far, should Okta go ahead and say, well, we really don't need this for the root because it's really not that important, then that could see TLD operators saying, well, it's probably not important for us either, so we can remove that requirement, right, ICANN? So, that's totally an aside, and it's more probably more personal than anything else, or certainly a different act. But I think there are those ramifications are also another reason why Okta may be the best point of first punt, if you will.
Thanks, Howard. That's I think that's good to know. Maybe is this something that, you know, you would be willing to discuss more broadly with GNSL? Like, as you know, you said it's a sort of a selfish concern, but maybe it's not just you. Maybe it's a lot of other entities also.
Yeah, I'll take it up with my group. I mean, I don't necessarily know if I want to try and get my group's consensus on where is the best place to punt.
Right, right.
But certainly of a question of do you think this is worth us investigating further or asking ICANN to move someplace else, I think it might be okay.
Yeah. Steve, I guess I have sort of a process question for you. Does it make any sense that, you know, a group like RZERC can ask a group like Okta to do work, or would it have to be more general and, you know, like some kind of request to the board to have the work done and maybe hint that it's, that Okta would be a good place? You know, how do you see that working?
I think instead of in the recommendation, first of all, I think it's within RZERC's remit to recommend ICANN do some work. Right, so I will not be so prescriptive in saying Okta, but saying ICANN org, and this will be a advice to the board, and the board will then direct the org to do the right thing, and the right group will probably be Okta. So if the group decides that path, that will be what I would recommend. The other thing is, you know, as a courtesy, you want to socialize this with David Conrad, you know, before.
Sure, yeah.
Finalized. So as a courtesy to know this is coming, yeah. So I think those are the, did I answer your question?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks.
So then I would go back to Jeff. I mean, Jeff, this was sort of your idea to go to Okta. Would you be okay, you know, just making a request of the board more generally?
Well, I think that the concept of first informally passing this through David Conrad, going, if we went to the board with this recommendation, would Okta be interested in doing this work? And if the answer is, well, you know, it's up to the board, but yes, then it becomes easy to then pass it to the board on the principle of no surprises. If David comes out with, under no circumstances, this is, you know, a demonic recommendation, right, and I don't want to touch it, I think we might then want to take a step back and think, well, if we put it to the board, what would happen, and rethink the strategy. But I understand, you know, it's certainly some value in firstly informally approaching David and doing that circle, going, is this something Okta, you know, would view as being interesting work and wish to do? And if we send it to the board, you know, would you be available for the board to do it? It would be a good question.
Okay.
I'm supportive of it in general.
Hey, this is Brad. I would add Yeah, I'm supposed that I would have it, you know, with RSAC, we've gone to the ISO numerous times in the recommendation of the board also. So I think it's just about however David responds.
Okay, so guys, Jim and Howard, are you comfortable with, I guess, myself or staff reaching out to the Octo group and sort of, you know, getting taking their temperature on this, and then we'll talk about it at a subsequent meeting?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's fine for me. Yeah. I'll refrain from bringing anything up to my group on this until you we find out what the informal advice is.
Okay.
There's no sense having people raise pitchforks at nothing.
Yeah. Okay. I think that covers that topic then, unless there's anything else from someone. So we've got a lot of time still in our scheduled slot here, and Jim had an AOB item to bring up. Jim?
Yeah, thanks so much, Dwayne. This is almost certainly my last ARZERC meeting, so I'd like to say thanks to everybody. It's been an interesting experience, and I've enjoyed it, and I've enjoyed working with you. My term as the ITF IB representative is up. It's a four-year term. And the IB is in the process of now selecting my replacement. And I expect an announcement about that to be made at the plenary at next week's ITF meeting. It's a week tomorrow, in fact. There's still time to comment on the three candidates, Tim April, Fred Baker, and Warren Kumari. But I expect my replacement to be announced next week, and they will then take over from then on. So with that, so long, goodbye, and thanks for all the fish.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim. I knew your term was close, but I didn't actually realize this would be your last meeting. So thank you for bringing it up, because I probably wouldn't have realized it.
Not too bad, Dwayne.
Thanks for your service.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jim.
And I guess it's kind of crazy, because that means it's been 4 years, hasn't it, Jim?
Yeah. Doesn't time fly?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. All right. Any last things to discuss before we adjourn? Okay. Thank you all. Thank you, Jim. And we'll look forward to finishing some of this work on the list and at our next meetings.
Thank you.
Thanks, all.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, all.
Bye, everybody.